Okay, so I've had 8 roommates. And my Under One Roof story is about the final roommate. He was a guy, just a guy, not a boyfriend, not a potential boyfriend. He was just half the mortgage. And his name was Jeffrey, and which we'll call him Jeffrey for the sake of libel. Now, Jeffrey was an average guy, average ambitions, mid-20s, but he was a really big dude. I mean, at least 6'2", 6'3", 260, 275, easy. With heavy feet. Not big feet, heavy feet. Because of Jeffrey, I had to institute the no shoes in the house rule. Because when Jeffrey walked, things would shake, things like ceiling fans, floorboards, and windows. So if I made him walk barefoot, it kind of helped. I mean, you know, a heavy foot is a heavy foot. Okay, So we're living with Jeffrey, and it started with those little annoying things like heavy feet. But there was a lesson in that, because I learned that no shoes in the house meant I didn't have to vacuum the carpet as often. And then there was the time that Jeffrey locked us out of the house, and I learned the all-important life skill of how to break into one's own home. And then there was when Jeffrey forgot the alarm code, set off the alarm, and spent half the day hiding from the police in the backyard. And I learned that police do come to Northeast Baltimore without the call of gunshots. Although without the gunshots, they obviously don't do a very thorough search of the premises. So it started with those little annoying things and then drove to the unforgivably nasty. Now there's your classic nasty, right? Dishes in the sink, ring around the bathtub, soggy towels in the hallway, those kinds of things. But then came the food issues. I began to be missing pots and pans. I found them in Jeffrey's bedroom. He would cook, grab a spoon, take the pot and food up to his bedroom, eat half of the food, and leave pot and rest of food in the bedroom for days. I told him he couldn't use my pots anymore, so he bought his own pot. I got diction, pots. One little saucepan in which he would cook and recook if he didn't feel like washing food, take it up to his room, eat half the food, and leave the pot and food there for days. So at this point, I need to tell you about the mice. So there are mice who have been living in my house longer than I have. They laugh in the face of mouse traps and scoff at sticky paper. They no longer do cheese or peanut butter. They prefer chocolate. Now, this preference started a war between us. In the final truce, the mouse got the basement and the first floor between the hours of 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. I got the first floor the rest of the time, and I got the whole second floor where the bedrooms are. So you see, Jeffrey's nasty habits were jeopardizing the truce. I did not then and do not now know why it is I had to explain to a grown man that you can't put pots on your bedroom floor at all, let alone for days, but we had the conversation, no more pots. They were replaced by takeout. Chinese takeout. I smelled it when I walked into the house. At first, I thought it was his laundry. Because, see, we were also having issues with the clothes hamper and him not washing his clothes regularly at all, such that if he left his door open, we could all partake in the scent of his unwashed skivvies. So I went upstairs to shut the door, only to find that the door was already shut. And I walked into the room and was greeted by a vision that assured me that the mice were not coming to the second floor, because no self-respecting vermin would ever set foot in that bedroom. Now, I was prepared for all the dirty clothes, but I also saw holes in my wall. Not the I don't know how to hang pictures holes, fist and shoe size holes. The blinds were broken, they were missing rungs, and then I also saw some freaky things. Some freaky, freaky things, which I will not explain here. See, when I first moved into my house, I discovered that there were handcuffs hanging from the rafter in my basement ceiling. Now, I haven't actually removed them because I haven't had time to try, but I always thought that they were weird and freaky. And everyone I have showed them to also thought they were weird and freaky, except for Jeffrey. That should have been my first clue. Now, as I was about to leave the room, I had completely forgotten about the smell. And then I looked to my left and I saw them sitting there. Week-old boxes, at least, of Chinese takeout on his floor. You can't even leave Chinese takeout in your refrigerator for a week, let alone in the bedroom floor. See, I pray that none of you ever find out what happens to Chinese takeout left in an unconditioned Baltimore City bedroom in the middle of August for 1 week. You don't understand. As I was leaving the room, something in one of those boxes jumped up, spun its head around 360 degrees, and started yelling, "Get out!" It was like the frickin' Exorcist. But it did not end there, because life is a cycle and everything must come full circle. As it turned out, my very first ever Jeffrey-inspired house rule was prophecy to his demise. Later that fall, I came home and almost fell into my basement. I walked up the steps, headed for the front door, and stopped just short of a giant hole in the middle of my porch. Hours before, Jeffrey had stepped through my porch. When confronted, he had no explanation. Said he wasn't carrying anything heavy, said he wasn't walking any differently than usual. And that part, of course, I believed, because Jeffrey's heavy feet had been the bane of my existence from day one. He looked at me like I was crazy when I wondered aloud how we were going to fix the hole that he had put into my porch. And on top of that, he had the nerve to get an attitude because he said I wasn't as concerned as I should be about his well-being, as he had almost broken his neck stepping through my porch. So this hole in my porch has marked me and my house like the sign of the beast. I have been depressed and devastated ever since. I can never have another housemate, and I've instituted a 72-hour sleepover rule. Nobody more than 72 hours. In case you're wondering how badly I hurt Jeffrey's feelings when I finally kicked him out, never you mind, Mama raised a diplomat. See, bad habits are the kinds of things you can purge or relegate to a certain area of the house. Those I could tolerate. But in the end, I had to kick Jeffrey out based on who he was. And all I managed to say to him was that I had decided that I was getting too old for a roommate, and next week I was going to start practicing living by myself.